Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. In the past few moments, you've experienced the frequencies of the natural minerals of the planet, casted together in profound and channeled ways to present to you that vibration which can go right to the core. And the message that was given over and over in that meditation was, remember. And that is the theme of this short message. For those who are listening and are not in the room is filled with a particular kind of old soul. My partner refers to this as the home room of Kryon, that is to say, the first time he sat in the chair. For those watching outside of his own city, and let the messages come through. That's his remembrance. But now we turn to a grander one. Well, the ones who sit in front of me now are unusual. That is to say that they have been through much. That they come year after year to sit in the chair, to hear what is new, and to assemble in an energy they know is going to be for them. Even some of the ones who have not been here before feel they have. It's a family that presents itself in an Akashic way and starts to remember with coherence. I want to ask you personally, you in front of me right now, I want you to remember as much as you can. I want you to go into a multidimensional energy and go beyond everything you're taught you should be able to do. And just for a moment, to let the acuity of your Akashic record enfold you with its arms and give you just a semblance of honor. It may not be remembering the facts, but it will be remembering your purpose. The purpose of the old soul on the planet is to enlighten the planet and bring it to a place it has never been before. To put it on a consciousness path that it has never been before. That is what I want you to remember, the majesty of the experiences, even the ones that you would say were negative, came and went to build this pyramid of energy with old souls, with those of you in the room, and many like you. A culmination of experience, past lives, knowledge, so that you could sit here and remember. I'm not going to tell you what to do next. I just want you to remember. I want you to get past the bias right now that some of you have. You sit in a corporeal body and you can't help but be concerned about all of it. There are so many complaints that are biases without you really truly understanding anything about who you are. So many of you will say, well, I'm too old. I've come to this place. I've done my job. Now Cryon opens this new door with all of this new energy, and here I am at the end. You think. Oh, how 3D of you. What if I said, how would you like to be born again? Come back, young body. And do it all over again, but without the problems. Would you go for it? What if you could awaken remembering who you were? Well, stand by, because we're going to tell you more about that tonight. You go in a cycle. That's how we have always seen it. Energy is this way. And the cycle is too short, and that's going to change. And will you awaken and remember? And the answer is yes. Oh, you may not know names and facts and years, but you will know absolutely. It's a continuation. And no one will ever be able to talk you out of this. What about the stories that you hear of those spiritual monks and teachers in foreign lands who have such an Akashic acuity that they can tell you who they were and they know who they're going to be? Comfortable they are with the cycle of life. Joyful they are that life is eternal for them. Let me ask you, are they making this up? Or are they the forerunners of knowledge that's ancient that you should be remembering? Can you sit and look in the mirror and say, this is interesting. Can hardly wait to see what the young one's going to look like. There is so much honor in who you are. The ones who are young in the room, I say to you, there'll come a day when you're not. And this will apply to you. You don't know that yet. In the state of youth, if you're in this room, if you're hearing this, I will tell you many of you are here because you're already remembering. And instead of being out and about with other young people, you're here in this day to honor this remembrance and starting to mature in spirit right on schedule. There are so many of you right on schedule. There's an entourage that Cryon brings into this place, a bubble of honor every time you're here. It's a thank you for those who were originally here, for those who've come back over and over in the room, whose faces my partner recognizes and knows. A family from the beginning that said, I remember. But did you know that you would sit here in year one, knowing that you had passed the marker without the war that you expected, without all the prophecies that didn't happen. To begin a process of a planetary shift that you may or may not see the full results of in this lifetime. But that won't matter because you'll be here. There are still some that see the changes afoot and only assign doom to them. All change is bad, they say. They're not going to do well because the new energy is about change. Real change. Not just shift. We are talking about dimensional change for human nature. It will come with all of the problems of growing up. Some will have fast, some will have slow, but you'll start to see it. It will be obvious. Psychologists will know. Sociologists will try to figure it out. They will. But they will not be able to deny it. All those years ago when we spoke of the indigo children, it began. Consciousness is changing. And now it starts to get a direction. Tonight, another channel about the future, and this one's different. We're going to speak of the energy changes and some of the things before you that are at hand. The things that we only hinted at before are beginning to happen. Oh, dear ones, slow it is. You're not going to see these changes necessarily on your news. The slowest thing to change will be your news. And the reason is because they mistakenly believe that human nature is static and forever. And so they will throw the things at you that they believe have always worked for generations and generations. And they will have an awakening when people start tuning out. But this is typical with change, is it not? Get ready for all of these kinds of things. Human consciousness is about to move. It has already begun. It is slow. It takes time. More and more are starting to see it. Now, I sat in this room years and years ago and I told you this. Before you had an assurance that Armageddon would not happen, before you had an assurance that 2012 was not doom, at the infancy, not long after the 1987 harmonic convergence, and we started speaking of the future. And now you sit in it. And now you know. These were the potentials all along. And here you are. Is it just the same as it was before, or are you willing to see the shift? There are gifts laying in front of you that you can pick up and begin to change yourself. The problems you came with can drop away. The healings you want, you can start to apply. Or you can believe that everything always stays the same. Free choice is always yours. This is the honor we have for humanity. This is the short message of the day. The one later is a lot more technical. Congratulations. Do you remember? I do. And so it is.